یہ ان کے سامنے لائے جائیں گے آگ کے. They will be presented with the fire in front of them, the fire of Jahannam. They will have been found guilty, and now they will be not only sentenced to Jahannam, but condemned to the fire of Jahannam forever. That time you will see them خاشعین من الظل, آنکھیں جھکائے ٹوٹے والے ہے جہنم, جنہوں نے گوایا اپنی جان کو اور اپنے گھر والوں کو قیامت کے دن. The believers will say, undoubtedly, the great losers, the actual losers, suffering of a loss, are those people who lost themselves and their families on the day of Qiyamah. That is, into the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, اور کوئی نہ ہوئے ان کی حمایتی, جو مدد کرتے ان کی اللہ کے سوا. And they will find that they have got no friends, no helpers who can help them besides Allah. So please, Allah, and Allah will help you. And
Wuzru's given an example. That one person, he's enjoying himself, he's got candy, he's got some sweets, chocolates, he's eating the day. But now he's getting married, and now he's getting the enjoyment with his wife. So you tell him, you've got a choice. You must either enjoy the chocolate, or you must enjoy the enjoyment of the woman, their wife. So you say, any person, sweet is definitely nice. And we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should come with that intention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He's very, very kind. If you just got the intention, comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever draws closer to me by one handspan, I will draw close to him by two handspans. You draw close to Allah Ta'ala by one arm's length, Allah Ta'ala will draw closer to a person by two arms length. People, we are still, we are having a fighting about our enjoyments and our luxuries. Those people haven't got basic food. They say they went to one place. The people there, they're living, at least they've got a house now. MashaAllah, many Muslims have donated. But this, what is their house? One room. And now 5, 7, 8 of them are living in that room. And the food they get once a day. First they were getting twice a day, but now there are so many refugees, over 6 and 4 do such an evil action. But today, because we are so used to it, unfortunately, it's a lack of our iman, it's a weakness of our iman. If a person has to read the news, immediately a person must make dua. If you see somebody in difficulty, make dua for that person. So inshallah, your fikr and concern will remain. If you don't make dua at that time, you just, like this pass by, you just keep reading it. Eventually the heart becomes less and less bread you're getting. And that's the only food they are getting for 24 hours. And the children are crying, but this is the only food they can afford. So what and what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. So firstly, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever in the world we fear for our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through some difficulty, if Allah has given us the means, try and send some there. And even better, what our Buzrugani Deen, it was their habit, our Shaykh also, but from halal earnings. From halal earnings. And he says, وَلَا يَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. Allah does not accept except pure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it with his right hand. It means Allah will show a lot of barakat and blessings in that. And then Allah ta'ala will continue growing that money for that person. Like how a person has got a small foal, a small horse, and he's growing his animal, making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَقَسَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ. Sadaqah will never get less because, your money will never ever get less because of sadaqah. When a person will give in the path of Allah Ta'ala, many, according to our logic, my money is going to get less. I'm giving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, how can I give so much? So money becomes less. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't worry. At a very, very high price. He charged him a very high price and he made a big profit. And whatever money he had left in India, Allah Ta'ala gave him all of the back immediately. And he says that this is through the barakat and the blessings of the sadaqah which he was giving. How Allah's help and assistance will come to a person. So a person's according to his mind and logic, if I'm giving charity, my money is going to get less. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your money will never become less. And on the other hand, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah will definitely destroy it. Any person humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person up. So these are the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that once there was a person, this is a very, very famous incident, which Hazrat Ali rahmatullah is mentioned, I think one of the first stories is mentioned in Baishi Zawar, that there was a person this year, and you've heard my name, I'll have to tell you my secret. I look at whatever produce comes up from my garden, whatever money I make from this garden, and I divide it into three portions. One third I give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One third I give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One third I eat myself and my family. We use it, utilize it in our home, for our family, for our own needs. And one third I promise it. But you're getting a palace in Jannah for that day. In this world, if you want to build a house, how much of effort is needed, how many years it takes you, how much of money it takes you. But in the Akhirat, you spend 5 rand, you're getting one house in Jannah. And so easy it is. Ulama say that is why once Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was in Darul Muslimo, so he took out the money, he gave it to Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Sahib, and he said, yes, give for the madrasa, so to give. Once there was an alim from Bangladesh, yeah? So he was mentioning to me that Hazrat Daniel rahmatullahi alayhi, one khalifa, whenever he used to have this collection for masajid or madrasa, so he used to give bayans, and he used to go to the poor areas normally. So he used to take out his topi and send it around, put whatever money you can give in there. So the people used to put little bit money. So people asked him, Hazrat, why you have food in the house? She was eating food. A beggar came to the house. So whatever food was in her mouth, she took it out, the only food she had, and she gave it to the beggar. And the beggar went away. Anyhow, after a while, she fell pregnant, and a baby was born to her. And as the baby grew up a bit, maybe it was a few years old, a wolf came only to the house. And the wolf came and said, Tutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi wa tadfa'u mita tasu, and removes an evil death from a person. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that 70 doors of an evil death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove by means of sadaqah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says you get two types of people. One is a stingy person and one is a generous person. So he says the example of a stingy person and a hater upon a person, that he becomes like so straitened upon a person. Even if a person wants to give now, he can't even move his hand out. It becomes more and more difficult. So eventually a person reaches such a level where the highest level of stinginess is found within a person, and a person cannot give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned here also in the Kitab Targhib, the story of one great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was, and with the zina, the action of zina and fornication which he had done was placed on the other side of the scale, the zina and the fornication overpowered the 60 years of ibadat. So now it was that the evil deeds were much more heavier than the good deeds. Thereafter, two loaves of bread were placed on the scale also. What ikhlas and sincerity, he must have felt remorse at that time. And he made, the person mustn't keep, if a person passes away, one sahabi passed away and he had inheritance money, so he got very upset, how can you have inheritance money? So immediately Usman radiallahu anhu eventually encouraged him to go and stay in a place out in the outskirts of Medina Munawara, because he could not bear to stay with the people there. He was living in this place called Rabada. There was one person who came to him, and that person wanted to make khidmat. From the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Sahaba was a very long, Abu Zarr radiallahu anhu looked at the camel and said, you have broken your promise. So immediately he took the camel back, he went and he brought the best camel. Abu Zarr radiallahu anhu told him, right, cut the animal, they distributed the meat. And then Abu Zarr radiallahu anhu asked him, that did you make a mistake? You never knew which was the best camel, or did you do it purposely? If you made a mistake, I can understand. If not purposely, then you'll have to leave me. Whatever you have sent forward to the Akhirat. He said, don't be the smallest shareholder in your money. Send your money to the Akhirat, to the year after, so that I'm not going to wait for Taqdeer to come and take away my money. And I don't want to wait for the day I die and my heirs come and take away the money. That is why I'm sending it. And he says the other thing is, whatever a person loves the most for himself, he must spend that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا your money to Akhirat. So how much you should be, like, you are muhtaj of him, you are in need of him, he's not doing you a favor. You are not doing him a favor, he's doing you a favor, he's taking your money towards Akhirat. As Hazrat says always that when a collectors come, sometimes you don't want to give them, the way we treat them, and that this is completely incorrect for a believer. Because that person, if he's taking our money, even if he was in the wrong, he's a liar, he's taking lies. But if you're not spending our money in the correct places, we are destroying our money, we're destroying our akhirat. And when a person starts spending, see what Allah Ta'ala will give to him. Once I had this incident in the Swafia, that there was one person of the Bani Israel, he was extremely poor, extremely poor. So once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he told Musa alayhi salam, you know, me in my life I've never seen any goodness. I've got nothing at all in this dunya already, whatever. Such great reward Allah Ta'ala has given me. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system in the world. You give sadaqah, Allah will increase for a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Some buzrugs have mentioned that they saw in South Africa, there were very dark clouds over South Africa. And it's because of the halat and our kunas and our sins that we are doing.